All right, Craig Heist with you, as well as MLB.com Nationals beat writer Bill Latson. Boy, I don't think we thought we'd be talking about this. The end of the season after Friday night looked like they were heading for the NLCS, but a four-run ninth inning changed everything for Drew Storen and this club.
Craig, I'm stunned. I mean, I had a winning gamer filed already, and I had a towel around my neck, you know, getting ready for the champagne celebration, and it was shocking to see, and you got to wonder. I know Mike Rizzo was talking about how strong they can be and be battle-tested, but you got to wonder how Drew Storen and Tyler Clippard are going to react next year.
Well, they have a whole offseason now to think about that. I thought we saw Tyler rebound a little bit coming down the stretch because he had a couple of tough outings. Then I thought he got it back together. We were wondering about his psyche. I mean, this hasn't been a normal year for Drew because of what happened early on, missed half the season, came back, and it wasn't until the last month where Davey flip-flopped their roles again to make Drew the closer and Tyler the setup guy.
Right, Craig. And I'm not sure if Tyler Clippard was ever back from being, his old self. But I don't know. It's just hard to say, you know, what I saw tonight. And you're right. They're going to be thinking about it for a long time.
When you look back at the game on Friday, they get off to a 6-0 lead. Gio's pitching very well. He gets to the fifth inning, and then all of a sudden the control leaves him a little bit. He gives up a couple of runs. Then it's a 6-3 game, and the Cardinals kind of methodically chipped away at that lead until they got it to 7-5, and the Nationals had an insurance run in the eighth inning on Suzuki's base hit. But then it looked like things were in the bag, but you got to give this Cardinals team a lot of credit. I mean, they have a good lineup, and they don't quit.
I got to tell you, every year for the last 30 years, you look at the Cardinal teams, and you wonder, how do they win? And you realize they've had great managers, Whitey Herzog, Tony La Russa, and now Mike Matheny. And somehow those three managers get those players to perform at the best of their abilities. And to be honest with you, I thought the Cardinals took the fans out of the game during Gio's last inning because they were quiet after that. Even though they had a 6-3 lead, I don't think the fans thought the lead was safe, and I think everyone was scared, and I can understand why.
Well, I think if nothing else, Washington, D.C. got a little bit of a taste of what being a baseball town can be like. I think the fans were pretty good the last two games of this series especially, and this is really kind of something for them to build on and go forward with.
I thought they were outstanding. I mean, especially the way they reacted to Jason Worth's game-winning home run and the beginning of this game. But to be honest with you, Craig, I want to go back to Gio a minute. Based on what Davey Johnson was saying post-game, I don't think Davey Johnson thought Gio pitched a good game, to be honest with you, because I think he needed Gio to go more than five innings. And, you know, he said that Edwin Jackson was going to come in doing extra innings. But Edwin Jackson came in and gave up a run. I thought that was a turning point also. All the walks, I mean, 8 walks in the entire game, that's not going to work.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this season. 98 wins, best record in baseball. And as we've seen with this wild card format, a lot of times the best teams don't always win and win in the postseason. And this is another example. This is a Cardinal team that basically finished 10 games worse than the Nationals, and yet here they are advancing to the League Championship Series. How does this team rebound now going forward? How long do you think before the taste gets out of their mouths?
It's going to be a while. I mean, they're going to have to show at least by the All-Star break of next year that they can get things done like they did. And I think everything has to be in all cylinders, Craig. Bullpen. I mean, the bullpen was a disaster in the playoffs. There's no getting around that. The hitting wasn't that great, although, you know, some of the hitting, you know, some of the hitters got hot in the last game. But, I mean, to me, they're going to have to do it. All cylinders has to be put together year-round, man. There's no question. Got to be consistency there.
Well, certainly the strength is the starting pitching staff. We saw that. next year Steven Strasburg will be there for the whole time. And, of course, now with this loss, that brings the question, people are going to say, what happens or what would have happened if they had him? I personally don't think that's fair. I know that the Nationals plan to shut him down. I know there's a lot of other GMs that this past week responded negatively to Mike Rizzo for some of his comments and basically came out and said, we hope the Nationals lose to teach him a lesson. He thinks he's going to be back here all the time now. There's a lot of people hacked off about this.
Yeah, and it's because of Chris Medlin, because Chris Medlin pitched all the way through. And yes, he started in the bullpen, but I think there are a lot of people in baseball who feel that the Nationals should have done it the Chris Medlin way.
Yeah, but Medlin didn't make that starting rotation out of spring training.
I understand that, but they're not looking at it that way, and they also are not looking at Rizzo and Steven Strasburg. Both said late last year there was going to be an innings limit. Unfortunately, what made it not go away was that there was a story quoting Rizzo saying the 160 innings were fictionalized. It was made up. And I think once that came out, that's when a lot of people started to wonder, well, is there an innings limit? Is he going all the way? Is Strasburg going to pitch all the way? And then, you know, we all stood by the fact that Strasburg was going to pitch 160 innings. I don't know. It seems that no one was listening towards the end of last year that it was going to happen.
Well, I personally feel that this is an issue only because of the way the club was in contention all year. Had this club been like last year and they did with Steven what they did with Jordan last year, nobody's saying anything about this.
You're absolutely right. And but I'm just stunned by all the attention it has received, because no one really paid attention to what Rizzo or Steven Strasburg said. And then now what doesn't help is that Strasburg admits that he was upset. He tried to talk, him out of, shutting him down and everything. So that's why this thing has not ended. And in my opinion, it will never end until the Nationals win a World Series.
Going forward, Adam LaRoche, 33 homers, 100 RBI a year, certainly, in my opinion, the MVP of this team. Now, the option to pick up his contract, is he back next year?
I think he's back next year, Craig, but I think it's going to be more than just 1 year. I think Adam LaRoche wants at least, I'm just guessing, a 2 or 3 year contract. That might be tough, considering that in 2011 he was out for most of the season because of a shoulder injury. So
yeah, but we see what happens when he's healthy.
Yeah, I understand that, but I think that's going to play a part in whether or not, you know, how much money he gets and all that stuff. So he proved he was healthy. He deserves a new contract. There's no question in my mind about that. So I think he will be back.
I was talking to Joe Strauss of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch earlier this week, and he told me, he says, you know, Davey was hinting that maybe he'd pull a Tony La Russa and just, you know, try to win the thing and ride off into the sunset. Well, that's not going to happen now. So Davey back next year?
There's no doubt about it. I mean, Davey and the Lerner family and Rizzo have been talking about an extension for next year, and it's just a matter of time. I think it's going to happen. To me, that's a non-issue right now, because Davey did a great job, and I stand by what I said. He's the best manager in this franchise history, including the Expos, and he did a great job.
Well, it didn't end the way we wanted to, but it was a fun year, 98 wins. Certainly, I think, better than most people expected, because we thought pretty much they would be good, but we didn't think they'd be this good. And this was a team, I think, that was built pretty much to win next year and beyond and not do what they did this year.
I think we all expected them to improve, Craig. But, yeah, you're right. I think no one expected them to be in first place with the best record. And, you know, I got to tell you, after yesterday's game against the Cardinals, the Jason Worth home run, I actually thought the Nationals were going to go all the way. I mean, I had my doubts going into the series. I've told you that many times because of the offense. But I really felt that after that, it was going to carry them to the next level.
Well, they were outscored in this series 32-16.
That's true. That's true. And you got to wonder why. You got to wonder, especially the bullpen, if the bullpen, the relievers got tired, if some of the hitters were hurt. You got to wonder that because some of them didn't play up to their capabilities. I mean, Tyler Clippard, yeah, he had one game that he did well, but so what? I mean, you want the consistency. Craig Stammen did not look good. I mean, he was consistent during the regular season. And even today, even though Sean Burnett didn't allow a run, he looked shaky. So you got to wonder about all those things.
Well, year number seven with you and me in the books. It's been a lot of fun.
Craig's always been fun, and I hope to continue.